China is set to launch a nationwide crackdown on Christian churches. The Communist Party has just enacted much tougher laws that criminalise Christians if they don't pledge loyalty to the state. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has warned that all religions now have to become Chinese, and the new laws will attempt to bring churchgoers and their leaders under party control. Our China correspondent Matthew Carney went to church underground.
The northern fringes of Beijing are some of the poorest areas in the capital. It's home to migrant workers who come from all over China, an itinerant community where the state offers little support. But it's where the church is growing the fastest. After weeks of negotiation, we've been given access to a small Protestant underground church. It operates in a shop front and has about 50 members. Wang Zeqing is the self-taught pastor here. He was a simple farmer until he got the calling 20 years ago. He says in the face of the tougher laws, their faith will not falter.
A person who truly believes in Jesus Christ will not lose their faith or become weak due to the changing environment. God is in charge and he will not let the churches suffer.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of these churches all over Beijing that operate in homes, offices, basements and parks, out of view of the authorities. Just in the small neighbourhood we are visiting, there are five places of worship. The new laws are aimed at reining in the underground churches. They'll put the state firmly in charge, giving it the ability to hire and fire church leaders and change religious doctrine to make it more Chinese. That means churchgoers will have to pledge loyalty to the Communist Party first. Pastor Wang says that cannot be done.
Jesus Christ is my only belief. My only loyalty is to Jesus Christ. God says you should love your enemies. If they are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. So we will pray for the non-believers. Let the Spirit of Jesus move them and conquer them.
Amen.
Pastor Wang is careful about what he says. He's been arrested before, but there is defiance in this small congregation. The churchgoers don't want their names or exact location revealed, but they say they're not afraid.
We urgently pray for protection for the church and ask for God's mercy from the new laws.
Dear Lord, we face harassment from the pagans. The new regulations may destroy our churches. The leaders of our country lack knowledge of God. Lord, please protect the real churches and eliminate the pagans.
A small, fragile-looking lady in her 30s says it's God that is all-powerful and not the party.
I am not scared. I have God and I am happy. God will listen. The Spirit lives inside us.
There is good reason to be afraid. Chinese authorities have already started the crackdown in the Christian heartland in the southern province of Zhejiang. It's been extensive and brutal. In the last 2 years, they've torn down nearly 2,000 crosses and in some cases demolished churches. Church leaders and their followers have been arrested and imprisoned. There's also good reason why the Communist Party is threatened by the church. Some say there are 100 million Christians in China, and that's more than Communist Party members. The Chinese government admits there's about 25 million Christians registered at state-run churches, where pastors and priests are appointed by the state, and theology is approved by the government's Religious Affairs Bureau. But the big worry for the party is the unregistered worshippers in the underground churches. Accurate estimates are difficult to get, but experts say their numbers vary between 40 to 70 million. And they say by 2030, China will have the world's biggest Christian population. The real alarm for the Communist Party is that this signals their new ideology, the China Dream, prosperity for all, is failing, and people are finding a deeper meaning, a salvation in religion. It seems the harassment has already begun. When we tried to interview outspoken pastor Xu Yung Hai, 30 security personnel turned up to make sure we didn't.
I'll need you everyone stay in the car and present your passport. Thank you.
No problem.
The police pulled over our car and checked our documentation while security officials filmed us. They instructed us to leave. Pastor Xu managed to send us video of police monitoring his prayer service, and later we managed to speak with him on the phone. He said he expects more harassment and arrest to follow.
We will continue. We may change location and times, but we will not stop. We will be strong.
The Communist Party has tried to destroy the church before and failed. This time, Pastor Xu says the new laws will only succeed in pushing the church further underground and swelling the ranks of the faithful. This is Matthew Carney reporting for Correspondence Report in Beijing.